But we continue now on Radio 4 with Saturday Night Theatre.
I never heard a thing. Nothing, in fact. You know, I slept really well. But the minute I woke up, I felt apprehensive. Nervous. Something was wrong. I felt it. I knew something bad had happened. I just didn't know what yet. Carol? Are you awake, Carol?
You're gonna make some tea?
In a minute. Oh. You feel nice.
Tea.
Just don't want to get up. Why, after 20 years of marriage, do you wake up one morning beside your wife, put your arms around her and have this gut-churning fear you're going to lose her? I didn't want to leave that bed, but I know now it didn't matter what I did. It was already too late. The great crushing wheel of cause and effect had started to roll. Nothing could stop it now. I love you, you know. If anything happened to you, I don't know what I'd do.
Getting Mad by Joe Dunlop, with Bill Paterson as Ian Mackay.
And toast. Well,
I like to spoil you sometimes. There's a postcard from your sister. She's been on a trip to France, apparently.
Give me a kiss.
Jack's not in his room.
Must have stayed over at Len's.
I'd have said, rung and told as I went in there, and there's an empty bed.
He told me he might stay over.
I hope he's all right. He's so young for his age.
He's with his friends, Ian.
Still might have rung.
Do you want a piece of this toast?
I don't understand him sometimes. I mean, last night at the Vecchia Romana.
What do you mean?
I know he's had his exams and it's not easy being an 18-year-old, but it was supposed to be a family evening.
He's got his own life now.
Wouldn't have hurt him for once to spend an evening with us. We pay enough for his other leisure pursuits. When I think of me sitting on the side of the bed that morning, belly aching on about Jack, it's as though it was someone else. Not me at all, or me, but years and years ago. Certainly not me, what, 3 months ago? My life's been split before and after. My mother always used to say when someone had a fatal or near-fatal accident or died some particularly nasty death, that it was just as well we can't see what's ahead of us. I don't agree. If I had known the night before what was going to happen.
They have strawberry cheesecake, Jack. Tiramisu, raspberries.
I can read a menu.
Excuse me, I think we'd better have another bottle of wine while we're making up our minds.
Straight away, sir.
Wonderful feeling it's all over, eh?
I guess.
I remember when I was sitting in the house, Jack Sims, the old English teacher, you said that the worst part was
when... You have to be so loud, Dad. Everybody's looking at us.
Rubbish. Anyway, if they are, it's only because we look such a nice family. Now, what was I saying?
How does Len feel he's done?
Can we talk about something else?
Well, I have a good idea. Let's choose what we're going to have for pudding. Bag's eye and the tiramisu.
Maybe we should have saved the celebration dinner till the results come in.
I thought you said you'd done quite well.
How would you know?
Whatever you get's all right.
That's not what you said before.
Oh, it's what I'm saying now. I'll be happy with C's if you've worked for them. In the end, I think you did the work, so whatever the results, they're good enough for your dad and me.
You get nothing in this world without working for
it. I asked if we could change the subject.
Okay. Holiday jobs, that's another subject.
Ian!
There are no holiday jobs anymore, Dad. Anyway, it's the kids without rich parents that should get the first crack.
Would you hear that, Carol? We're rich. News to me.
You're bloody well off, Dad. Don't deny it.
If you want this car that you've been talking about, you get yourself a holiday job. You want a car, don't you?
Ian!
Look, well, the guy is lazy. I'm trying to motivate him. If you put the effort in earlier instead of waiting... Sorry, your mother's right. We'll all be happy with whatever A-levels you get.
There's no way I could work hard enough to satisfy you, Dad.
Hard work's how it's done.
It was easier for you to have ambition. You were poor.
All Dad wants is for you to make the most of your opportunities.
Good wine, sir. Are you ready to order dessert?
I am. Tiramisu, Carol.
Oh, just an espresso, please.
Jack?
I don't want anything. I've lost my appetite.
Jack.
You make that 2 espressos.
And the 1 tiramisu.
Right, first time. Nice big dollop.
Very good, sir.
You could have had some ice cream.
I don't want anything. I've got to be going soon.
Oh?
He's meeting Len and the gang.
But this was to be our night. I cancelled 2 meetings.
Wow, we're honoured.
It's the end of A-level party tonight, too. I'm sure I told you, Ian.
But it's 10:30.
I'm meeting up with them at 11:30. They've been on a pub crawl. Bound to be totaled. Look, thanks for dinner.
Stay where you are. I'll drive you.
I can get a bus.
I said I'll drive you. I don't like you travelling on your own this time of night, okay?
You didn't have to do this, you know. The bus would have been fine.
Your mother has explained all this to me, Jack, about you having to break away from me to establish your own sexuality. How you have to challenge everything I do and think, everything I stand for, but can't I do something, you know, just now and again?
Take the next one on the right, it's quicker.
I know it's difficult at your age. What you said before about ambition, you're right. Must be hard when your dad's a successful guy, but what I'm trying to say is that I'm on your side.
This is a 30-mile-an-hour zone.
What?
You're doing 45.
Oops. Don't waste your chances in life. It's not easy being the dad of an 18-year-old either, okay?
Flashing blue lights up ahead.
Looks like an accident.
It's a police check. Not over the limit, are you, Dad?
We'll soon see. Maybe they won't flag me down. They're not stopping everybody.
Don't worry. Here, some chewing gum. And spearmint. And don't give them any aggro. Be ultra polite and smile a lot. That's the way to handle the police.
Is that right? Thanks for the advice, son.
Did he meet them all right?
I left him with the one with the hair.
Wayne?
I don't know. I expect so.
I think he enjoyed the night, in his own way.
I suppose so.
Brandy?
Well, sorry, do you want one?
No.
Got stopped by the old Bill on the way there. Something about my headlights not being aligned right.
You weren't breathalyzed.
Fortunately, no.
You should have let him get the bus.
I wouldn't have been over anyway.
Shouldn't take chances.
Probably looking for joyriders.
Oh, it's up to you not to alienate him. You're the adult.
Sometimes he gets right up my hooter. I mean, we take him out, treat him like an adult, and the little sod sits there with a face like a wet weekend.
He finds us an embarrassment, that's all. He'll grow out of it.
You hope?
Oh, come here.
We made love that night. It was good. We still fancied each other, even after all these years. We knew exactly how to please each other. Later on, that thought would turn to ash in my mouth. I'd remember us doing it while they...
They must be asleep by now.
Piece of cake, you know what I mean?
Keep your voice down, Gary. Yeah, this is the window.
Very snazzy house.
Yeah.
They're doing all right for themselves, eh? Hey, you sure there's no alarm?
Shut up.
Oh, looks like they've fitted a window lock, Tone.
No problem. Just slip the old screwdriver into the gap here.
Oh, shit.
It's not theirs. He had theirs put down, didn't he, the bastard? Shut up and help me get in.
Look, you chuck it out and we'll stack it up here.
Yeah, yeah, there's plenty of time. Hey, they're asleep.
It was 9 that Saturday morning when I walked into the living room. Those were the last seconds of normality. We never appreciate normality until it's too late. My Victorian document box was lying upside down on the carpet. Passports and life insurance policies were spread out across the floor.
Bloody hell, what's Jack been looking for in here?
Then I remembered Jack hadn't come home. I walked into the study. The right-hand window was wide open, the lace curtain blowing theatrically in the breeze.
Carol? Carol, you better come through here. Something's happened.
What is it?
We've had visitors.
What is it, Ian?
We've been burgled. Shit. We've been bloody burgled.
Know your place. Don't ever forget who you are and where you belong.
I want Mummy.
They don't like people who get above themselves.
Who?
They don't.
Who are they?
When you're older, you'll know. They'll let you know they don't like it.
My handbag was in here. I'm sure it was. Ian? Ian, are you all right?
They've taken the TV and the video.
What are you going to do?
I better phone the police.
My handbag's definitely gone. Oh, my purse and credit cards were in it. How did they get in?
Now don't get upset. It's nothing personal.
I take it very bloody personally. My coat's gone, too.
Where's the phone book?
Well, you don't need to look up 999.
They don't know us. It's business. They're in the thieving business. It's nothing personal.
Use the screwdriver, that's all. Put it in there.
A screwdriver?
Fat lot of good my window lock did.
Ah, these wooden frames get soft. They just slid it into the gap here and exerted a bit of pressure. Screws were a bit rusted, so they gave way.
Can I get you a cup of tea or anything?
No, thanks. I've got a few more calls to make.
Ian?
Hmm?
More tea?
No, thanks.
They've even been in the freezer.
Now, they always do. Some people hide cash in the freezer.
Oh.
Gives a whole new meaning to frozen assets, doesn't it?
Oh, I'll get it.
What are you doing now?
I'm making an impression of the indentation in the wood. If we pick up a likely lad with a screwdriver in his bag and the impression fits, we got him.
Sounds probable.
Oh, you'd be surprised. It happens.
I told you to ditch that sodding screwdriver, Gary. It seems a bit of a waste, man. Well, give it to me. The canal's the place for this. If we get stopped, this could nail us.
There. Right. Well, that's it.
Did you find any fingerprints? The constable said to leave everything just in case.
Oh, did he? Being a bit keen, I expect. No, there's nothing. You can put everything straight now, if you like. I dusted the window frame. Look, nothing but smudges, see?
Smudges?
Rubber gloves.
Well, professionals, eh?
That only means we've had them for this before.
They were experienced, anyway.
Nice house you got here.
Yes, we like it, yeah. Yeah, was anyone else in the street robbed last night? I've heard they usually do more than one house.
Oh, I don't know, sir. Did you lose much?
Computer, TV, video, oh yes, and my wife's handbag. Maybe a few lamb chops. We don't keep any cash in the freezer. Why didn't I hear anything?
Just as well you didn't. Anybody breaking in the night has a contingency plan if anyone disturbs them. Best you slept through it.
What are you doing? You get out of here before I can get
out. You bastard! Don't make him so hard, Gary. Bloody cricket bat! Who's going to do me head in?
Your head was done in years ago, you pillock.
Hey, look, I've got a boundary. His blood's reached the wall.
If you had come down, you never know what might have happened. You lost a few things, sir, but at least no one got hurt.
Oh, yeah. It's only things, nothing personal.
That was Jack. He's on his way home.
Did you tell him?
Yes.
Does he want a lift?
Lennon here catching the tube.
Right, well, goodbye then.
And what next?
You'll get a form in a day or two from the crime desk. Just fill it in.
Will they be back?
Who?
The bastards who did this. I mean, they didn't completely clean us out. Oh, I'm sorry.
It takes a bit of time to get over things like this. Try to forget it. Put it down to experience, eh?
Right.
By the way, there are better window locks. A bit dearer, but what price, peace of mind, eh?
I always thought we were safe having the high walls all round. Thanks for coming.
Well, fill in the forms and they'll give you the crime number for your insurance company.
Right.
I'll leave it out, Lemmy. It's a bloody Nikam stereo. It's practically new, look. It's got to be worth more than 50 rotten quid.
Take it or leave it.
How about a nice Gucci handbag? It's lovely, isn't it?
The Polaroids. Where are those Polaroids?
What?
They've taken them. Where were they?
I don't know. Upstairs in a bedside drawer. Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, God, if they've taken them.
We should have burned them years ago, Ian!
They're not here.
They can't have taken them, Ian. They didn't come upstairs.
How do you know?
Nothing's been touched up here. Besides, you'd have heard them if they'd opened the door.
Would I? I had a bit to drink last night, remember?
Look at them. You can see everything they're doing. Yeah.
They didn't take the Polaroids, Ian, for God's sake.
Then where are they?
I threw them away.
When?
I don't know. Ages ago. I was worried that Jack might find them. They were silly.
I don't believe you.
It's true.
Why didn't you tell me?
It didn't seem important. I forgot.
Those bastards were upstairs.
Oh, they were silly pictures of us with no clothes on. So what?
Yeah? Oh, so what?
I don't know why I let you take them.
Oh, yeah. Well, they know all about us anyway. Been through everything, so what? It's nothing personal. Remember that, Carol?
You are getting yourself in a state about nothing,
Ian. Expect you're right. They were only doing a thing. They steal things. Things, that's all. Nothing personal.
Carol, look at these. The dirty sort. Oh, she's well stacked. Let's say that one again. Now, leave it out, man. I'm drinking lean. She's got a nice pair, eh? We might have had a bit of fun.
Yeah, next time, Gary. Next time.
With a knife at his throat, he'll let us do what we like.
Ian! Ian, did you hear what I said?
Sorry, love.
Martin's here.
Sorry, love, I was dreaming.
Just heard the news. It's a bad business. You're right, Carol.
Would you like a coffee?
No, it's all right, love. I won't stay long. I just wanted to say if there's anything...
That's good of you, mate.
It's a bugger, isn't it?
I'll make you coffee.
No, really. It's okay. I just wanted to see if there's anything we can do.
No, we're fine.
Oh, good. Did they make much mess?
Could have been worse. The fingerprint people have been...
Oh, impressive. Taking it seriously, then.
I can't get over the cheek of them. We didn't go to bed till after one.
Did they find any?
Hmm?
Fingerprints.
No, they wore gloves.
They? Oh, more than one.
I don't know, I just assumed.
They slept through the whole thing, can you imagine it?
Oh, scary. Still, they didn't harm you, that's the main thing.
Ah, we never heard a bloody thing.
Have you lost much?
Mostly Ian's things. Video, TV, my handbag, all my credit cards.
You put a stop on them?
Of course. My wallet was in my jacket, they never took that.
You're adequately insured, I trust?
Yes.
Oh, well, no probs then. Claim and forget it. When I was a kid, we never had insurance. My old man didn't believe in it. Kept his cash under the bed, too. Maybe that's why I became an accountant.
Don't tell me someone broke in and stole it.
Stole it? Stealing weren't invented back then. In those days, people in Bingley left their doors open day and night.
Wasn't it a bit drafty?
Very funny.
So what happened to your father's cash?
Oh, my mother found it when he was in hospital. She put it very sensibly into stocks and shares. He was too old to put up a fight by then. Caught in the 74 crash, he lost most of it. Might have been better off under the bed.
Nowadays, the smart money is kept in the freezer.
Eh?
According to the fingerprint man, it's a favourite stashing place.
Boring! If you need anything, you know, you've only got to...
We're all right, Martin, thanks, anyway.
Oh, it's a bugger.
What I need at the moment is to get out of this house. You fancy a pint?
Oh, well...
Right, I'll get my coat.
He's a bit upset.
Maybe she'd get drunk.
Oh, I've got people for dinner tonight.
You coming with us?
No, I've got things to do. Besides, Jack hasn't got his keys.
Right. You sure you don't mind me taking him?
I'll be glad to get him out of the house.
You fit, then?
That's only business. I'm in the systems business. They're in the break-in business.
Are you sure you won't come?
No, thanks, Martin.
Well, come on. Are we going or what? Won't be long. Will you be okay?
Of course I will.
Jack is on his way back.
I'm fine. Go on.
Yeah, Carol seems to be taking it okay. Julie Gospare.
Carol went to boarding school. She can handle things, keep them in perspective. So they stole a few things. That's her attitude. We can replace them, only things. What did you ask me?
Oh, I didn't. Come on, drink up.
You know, there must have been two of them. To take all that stuff, they got it over a 7-foot fence, Martin. In the dark, without a sound.
Well, they must have had a van or something. Did the police ask the neighbours if they saw anything?
Nobody saw a thing. It was in the middle of the night. We went to bed at about 1:30. We'd been out for an Italian dinner. We'd had a bit to drink.
Listen to that. Rumpy pumpy.
Oh, no wonder they didn't hear us. Chimney in the window open.
Randy sods.
Yeah, leave the telly. It's too old.
Oh, he's giving her a right seeing to.
Here's a silver frame on this photo. Oh, really? Do you think this is them on their wedding day?
Let's see.
Silver plate.
Well, she's nice looking.
Yeah, I know.
Gary, what are you thinking?
Let's go up and have a little shufty.
Yeah. Take the camcorder.
Ian, are you all right, mate?
Of course I'm not bloody all right. They took the camcorder. It was in the study. It's going to be weeks before we realise everything that's gone.
They were probably 2 15-year-olds from broken homes. More than likely, they'd only get a few quid for your stuff.
I'll get more than that if I get my hands on them.
Yeah. Anyway, how's business?
Well, that guy I met in America last year, Tom Achilles, has been in touch. Huh? There's the possibility of a contracting system for a couple of hospitals out in Seattle.
Well, that sounds promising. Ooh, look at the legs on that.
She's young enough to be your daughter.
Well, a man can dream, can't he?
Martin. How would you feel if she was your daughter? Wouldn't you feel a little aggrieved at a middle-aged man ogling her?
I don't have a daughter.
Me neither. Who were they? Who the hell were they?
Oh, two unemployed blokes, victims of the recession, desperate to feed their families.
Forced to go around taking from the rich in the middle of the night.
I'm not rich, not compared to some people.
Well, you are to them.
If only Rufus had been alive.
Oh, he'd have slept through it.
I'm not so sure. He was a good watchdog.
He was as deaf as a post. Oh, they'd have had to shake him awake, and even then he'd probably have just given him a damn good licking. Got back to sleep.
I don't know why I feel like this. Good old Rufus.
Yeah, let's get you home,
eh? I had to have him put down, you know. He was fighting for every breath. Oh, God, what was the matter with me?
Listen, why not just go with it? Get drunk tonight. Act daft. Get it out of your system.
I mean, really, I cannot believe how bloody upset I am.
It's not a very nice thing to happen.
Never been a vindictive man. I want the police to find these bastards.
Well, don't hope for too much. There's a break-in somewhere in London every 3 seconds or something.
I don't care.
The thing is not to take it personally.
I know. But you think about it, Martin. They went through our stuff, selecting some things, rejecting others, and we were bloody there upstairs all the time they were doing it.
Don't let it get to
you. If only I'd heard them.
Neither of you was hurt. Now, that's the main thing.
I want to see them. See their faces, that's all.
Ned, in our office, he was telling me about this guy whose wife was alone in the house with kids watching TV. I'm talking about 6:30 in the winter. She went upstairs, I don't know, to go to the loo or something, and there was this guy in a hood in their bedroom with a bloody hammer in his hand.
What did she do?
Well, luckily for her, he hadn't heard her. She tipped her back downstairs, took the kids to a neighbour's house. By the time the police came, of course.
Miss Scarpa? I'd still like to have taken my chances.
Oh, believe me, better sleep through it. No heroics, mate. I decided years ago, if I heard someone in my house, I'd put the covers over my head and pretend to be asleep.
You've never been done, have you?
No.
You'll feel different if you are. I used to listen to people talking about being robbed. I thought about how I'd react. I never imagined it would make me feel like this. It sounds daft, Martin. But I feel, I don't know, I feel vulnerable. Like a victim. Let's go back to the pub.
No, I should take you home.
Not yet.
Place looks all right. I was expecting to find it completely trashed.
Did you have a good time last night?
Yeah. Where's Dad?
Gone with Martin for a drink.
Are you all right? How'd they get in?
Through the window in Dad's study. Very cheeky, coming in the middle of the night.
Did they take any of my stuff?
Have a look, but I don't think they went upstairs.
How's Dad taking it?
Fine. Listen, do me a favour. I need some mushrooms. Will you cycle down to Hodges for me? Eve next door was saying it might have been people we know.
Rubbish.
I wonder how they knew we had all that stuff.
Your son said it last night. We are rich. We are targets. You look at this house, you say to yourself, there's got to be something worth stealing in there.
I prefer to think it was random.
It's flattering, in a way. We are now in the burgled class. Have to think about Rottweilers and burglar alarms. 2/3 of break-ins happen to middle-class families.
Poor people get robbed, too.
What?
They rob each other. There was a story in the local paper about a pensioner in a council flat. They smashed his door down and took £3.
Can you do those French beans for me, Jack?
Wish they'd tried out here. I'd have had a door being smashed down, pissed or not.
Yeah. Did you tell Mum you were stopped by the police?
It's not funny, Jack.
Now, well, it's easier to stop motorists than to catch burglars.
If we'd had a change of government,
oh, yeah,
there'd be less of this. Yeah. You did vote Tory, Dad, didn't you?
I'm going to have a bath.
It's 7:05, Ian.
Will you please, don't get above yourself, Ian.
But I want to go to the uni, Mum.
Nobody in our family ever went to university. It's not for people like us.
I'll get a grant. I can work in the vacations.
Oh, you'll do what you like. You always did. Your dad has a job lined up for you at the blanket mill.
I couldn't stand it.
Oh, your father did for 30 years.
I'm sorry, Mum. I want something better, and I'm going to get it.
Just don't get above yourself, Ian. Forget your position in life, and it only brings heartache. They're watching, don't forget. Waiting for their moment. Nobody likes people getting above themselves.
Why my house? Why me?
That other guy you used to hang around with, what's his name? The tall one.
Who?
Perry, or Jerry, Terry, something like that, lived in the Mandela estate. Yeah, I think it was Jerry, you know?
Jerry Winston.
Winston, black guy.
What about him?
Could he have anything to do with this?
Oh, please.
I need to give the police something to go on.
And you think Jerry was...
Well, why not?
Oh, yeah, a black guy is bound to have done
it. All your dad is saying
is that Jerry's black and he lives on a council estate, so that he must be a suspect. That's quite clear.
That wasn't what I meant.
Shit, Dad, that is so racist.
Nobody's accusing anyone.
Dad is.
All I am asking you is what you think.
No, you're not.
Your dad and I are just thinking about people who've been to the house and might have some...
If you give his name to the police, Dad...
There was that other one. The one at the party who had the mobile phone.
Oh, that madman, he's just crazy.
Oh, crazy enough to do break-ins?
He's only a kid.
Well, maybe one of them told somebody about our house, hmm? How easy it would be to force open that study window.
These are my friends you're accusing.
You know, Carol, I think it might well be the one with the phone. He's already a criminal.
Who?
The guy with a stolen mobile.
He was just acting big. We don't even know it was stolen.
Wise up, Jack.
He's extremely wimpy, Dad. I don't see housebreaking being his thing.
You don't?
No.
Well, somebody bloody did it. What's his name?
Dad, I hardly know him. He's Andy's pal, not mine.
His name, Jack?
I don't know, Dad.
Find out.
You want me to grass on my friends?
You what? Listen, boy, it could be this is all your fault. You're the one who had that party here
this
without permission
so
behind
boring.
Our backs.
That was 6 months ago, Ian.
Your mother and I thought you were going to a party while we were away for the weekend. Not that you were having one here, that you were holding open house to every dirty little layabout in the district.
They weren't layabouts. I said I was sorry. And anyway, it wasn't my fault it got out of hand. It was all the gate crashes.
Out of hand? I'll say it got out of hand. One of those bastards was back here last week in the middle of the night.
It'll be easy peasy. I was all over the house. No alarms, nothing.
Why didn't you nick some of his gear when you were here before?
I did. A bottle of 20-year-old scotch.
They saw where everything was kept, the poxy little rusty window lock that you could snap with a screwdriver.
You're saying one of my friends did it.
We're not accusing anyone of anything.
I am. I want the names of everyone at that party.
I can't have my mates lent on by the police.
Or would you prefer me to lean on them? I'm not frightened to do it, you know. Don't forget I was dragged up in a council estate myself.
People get burgled all the time.
Well, that makes it fine, does it?
You're mad!
Oh, I'm mad, all right. Somebody broke into my house in the middle of the night and you want me to say forget it, eh?
Let him go, Ian. Ian, you're hurting him.
Oh, I'm sorry, son. Sorry, are you okay?
It's only things they took, Dad. But then things have always meant more to you than people.
All property is theft, you know that.
Very good, Martin. Very profound. Who said that? Marx? Or was it Spencer?
Pierre-Joseph Proudhon. His Scottish ignoramus.
Everything I've got I stole from the proletariat, right?
That's right.
So they just dropped in to take back what was rightfully theirs. I see. Well, that's all hunky-dory then.
Well, yeah, but only if they were card-carrying, fully paid-up proletarians. In the utopian socialist state, everything belongs to everyone. There can be no theft, just unfair distribution. The action that you mistook for theft was a simple... redistribution of wealth.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Strictly speaking, once the nobs, you and me, have all our property confiscated by the underclass, there will be no more theft.
You're full of it, aren't you?
What's the time?
Well, they never got my Rolex anyway. Had that on in bed. All I did have on, as I recall.
Stop it!
Oh, you she-devil temptress. Like stockings. Oh, God. You drive me mad with lust for you.
Ian?
What?
The time.
7:05.
Oh, well, I've got to go. Let's just have one for the road, eh?
One thing, Martin. Mark was Lemonism on one side. I am going to have to get some bloody locks.
No.
Some more bloody locks.
There's no point, mate. If they want to, they can get him, whatever you do. Charlie! 2 more pints here.
I can't sleep. I need more locks. So as I get a night kip, I keep having to get up to check everything's okay.
Oh, you're lucky with me. It's the bloody toilet. Charlie!
Ian! 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 Oh,
sorry, love. What do you say?
Haven't you done enough?
Should have done this years ago.
How do we get out of this affair?
What?
We will never be able to get out of these windows in a fire.
Don't worry about that.
Of course I worry. There isn't a window in the house that opens anymore. I mean, 6-inch screws.
If there's a fire, we put a chair through the glass. Smash our way out.
And how are we going to get out through this?
Well, the grill's only for in here. They won't come through that bloody window again.
Mmm, smells good.
Ragu of pork.
Oh, might have known it'd be meat.
You're having vegetable rice. It was your choice to become a vegetarian, Jack.
When's dinner?
7 as usual.
Too late. I'm meeting someone at 5:00.
Oh, if you'd said.
It's okay. I'll have a frozen pizza.
Ask your dad if he'd like a cup of coffee.
Isn't he at work?
No, he isn't.
Look, did Alison ring?
Is that who you're seeing tonight?
Did she ring?
Ask your dad. He's been in all day.
Oh, forget it.
Nobody rang. I had the phone off the hook.
There's a coffee if you want it.
Just going upstairs a minute.
He's going round the bend. Look, if Alison rings, could you just tell her I'm not here?
Look on the message pad.
Okay. There's nothing. Except someone called... I can't make it out.
Let me see.
It looks like bastard. Charming.
It does seem to be what it says.
Oh, I'll get it. Is it okay if I take the phone up to my room?
Don't stay on it all night. Other people get phone calls, you know.
Hi, Fort Knox here. Hi, Alex. Yeah, I'm just going to take the phone upstairs, okay?
Don't forget to bring it back. Those batteries don't last forever.
Steady, watch where you're going.
Sorry.
Don't stay on that phone all night.
Ian, did you write this?
What?
On the message pad.
What?
Did you write bastard on the message pad?
No.
Well, if you didn't and Jack didn't and I certainly didn't, who did?
Don't touch it. Maybe the police could make something of this. Fingerprints.
Oh, no, it couldn't have been them.
It's a message for me. This is getting personal, Carol.
It can't be. We'd have noticed it before. Just throw it in the bin.
No. I won't be long.
Where are you going? Oh, Ian, don't go out, please.
Lock the door after me. Now, don't worry, Carol. It's up to me now to show them what kind of people they are dealing with.
What can I do for you, sir?
You said if I had any, you know, ideas, you know, suspects, to get in touch.
What is this in connection with?
You don't remember me, do you?
Could you get to the point, sir?
My house was broken into 4 weeks ago. I sent you a list of the names, possible suspects. Well, the thing is, tonight I found this note.
What is it?
Bastard. One of them wrote that. He's goading me. I can't understand why they do this.
Anyone could have written this, sir.
I don't think so. And I've got another copy of the list here.
We appreciate your help, sir.
It's all right. Now, the thing is, why haven't I heard anything? It's been a month.
You haven't heard anything from us?
Nope.
Didn't you get a crime number?
Oh, yeah, I got that, okay.
And a form for the insurance
people? Oh, yeah.
So you did hear from us?
I mean, I meant about how the investigation's going.
Mr...
Mackay.
As soon as there's any developments, we'll be in touch.
Our local MP was broken into last week. Could be the same gang. I expect you're giving him a bit of priority.
What are you saying, sir?
There are people on my list. People it might be worth your while having a word with. There's him...
I'll give it to CID.
These two are workmen who came to the house the week before. This guy fitted the new carpet in the dining room, and he is a plumber that my wife got out of Yellow Pages. Now, they all saw around the house. They saw what we had, saw the window locks, how worn they were.
I wouldn't think that any of these would burglarize.
No, wait! I'm sorry. It's just that I'm not sleeping too good, so I've time to think, to chew things over. Oh, yeah, that's right. The disease guys, there's two of them. They came to the door offering to buy antiques, you know, old gold, that sort of thing. It's a couple of Sundays before the break-in. Two of them. They weren't in the house, but they saw through the door, saw the type of home that we have. Now, I didn't like the look of them. Of course, didn't get the names, but I can describe them. Show me the mug shots, I could pick them out.
I'll tell you what, sir. Why don't you leave this with me? I'll have a word with CID.
Good. Now, I know it's your job, and I'm not telling you how to do it or anything, but if I can only remember everything that happened in the weeks running up to that night, there must be some connection, some way of putting them together.
Thanks again.
Yeah, I really want to get these people, you know.
So do we.
Yeah, I keep wondering who had a grudge. They must have been watching us, watching the house, our comings and the goings.
Your best bet is to wait to hear from CID.
Oh, it's gone to CID. That's good.
Oh, yeah, it's CID business, burglary.
Well, thanks again.
Anytime.
He's gonna do nothing. Bastard.
Oh, they're busy people, Ian. What do you expect?
We could check the people on the list.
Police work isn't like Sherlock Holmes or even... What's his name? You know...
No, I don't.
Yeah, that detective, John... What's his face? In Oxford. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Morse. Morse, him. Now, every week...
He teases out the clues, right? He questions all the smartly dressed suspects. Lo and behold, by a course of deduction, he unmasks the culprit. Hmm. Well, life isn't like that. Most police arrests come from somebody tipping them off, informers. Or people getting caught red-handed.
What do you know about police methods? You're a bloody accountant.
If you gave Inspector Morse this burglary of yours, he'd be nosing out the private lives of all the people in your street. Well, Julie and me, we'd be on the list. But he'd only have half a dozen suspects. Your PC plodding a local nick, he's got millions.
I really think it was those guys who said they were looking to buy antiques.
Oh, Ian, give it a rest. Well, what about the gas man? Don't forget the old lady collecting for Christian aid. She could be a front for the mafia. Not to mention the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Will you wake up one morning and find they've been all over your house? You'll not find it even remotely funny.
You're making the place look like a prison, Ian.
Well, haven't you seen these flat houses in St. John's Wood, Carl? They all have security grills like this.
Nice view of the park. Through the bars.
Sensible precaution, that's all. Can you bugger? You know, Carol, my mother always said, know your place. I wish I'd listened.
What are you talking about?
Hmm?
Know your place.
I don't belong in a house like this. I mean, look at me. We in Mackay, the McElfermy housing scheme, living in a big house like this.
Ian, I haven't a clue what you're talking about.
There were no ensuite bathrooms there. No guest bedrooms. You pass me that screwdriver.
Don't
you, sir? Yeah. Yeah, well, if we are unwitting targets for these new Robin Hoods, we have to act like the Sheriff of Nottingham, don't we?
Ian, come on.
No, Carol, I'm serious. My mum was right. They don't like people getting above themselves. Everybody will try to drag you down, drag you back to where you belong. Well, just let them try. Let them bloody try.
Your mother's been dead for 15 years.
Doesn't stop her sayings living on.
You don't really believe that, do you?
What?
That you don't deserve what you've got. That people have a place, a position in life and can't move out of it.
It's like John Major. Humble beginnings. Now he's Prime Minister, but he's got special branch to look after him. I've only got number one, Ian Mackay. But actually, it's good that this has happened. No, really. It's showing me how vulnerable we let ourselves become.
Ian.
If anything had happened to you or Jack, they could have killed us in our beds. I never heard a thing.
But they didn't.
Do you want to hear something really funny? You know, when I used to read in the local paper about break-ins, you know, youngsters being in court for breaking and entering, I was always on their side. I felt more like the have-nots than I did the haves. But I could see now that I was kidding myself. I'm a target. But I've got to protect myself and my family. I let you down.
Ian, please, stop all this now.
I know I did. Oh, well.
Understand this.
Of course you don't. How could you? You're middle class. Always have been. You can't begin to understand.
You think this is all something to do with your being a class traitor, is that it?
No, but it's symptomatic of the fact that I am a class traitor that I find myself in this situation.
So are you locking them out or locking yourself in?
You wouldn't make a cup of tea, would you?
Well, if you ask me, I think you're overreacting to a simple common or garden break-in. Sad as it is, an everyday occurrence.
I know it is. Why do you think I'm installing an alarm system?
Hi.
3.5-inch nails. Should hold them up for a wee while, long enough for me to get down here.
Why didn't you get to work today?
This takes priority.
I thought you said you had a meeting this morning.
Cancelled it. Not much more time, you see. They wait for the insurance to pay out, for you to replace the gear, then they come back. And back. And back. You know, Martin knows a guy who was done 6 times. In the end, he sold up and he moved to Somerset.
Why are you bothering with all this, then? If they get in, whatever you do.
I have an ace up my sleeve.
I know. A moat. Why not go the whole hog and fill it with man-eating crocodiles?
Oh, the middle-class sang-froid. I love it.
Have you thought of a drawbridge? I expect they come these days with a remote control, like a garage door.
I'm not talking about moats or drawbridges, Carol.
Why not? We've got everything else.
I'm talking about me. You're right. They will get in. But next time, they'll have to get past me.
They think I'm a middle-class, easy target.
That's their big mistake. I'm actually a tough little working-class guy with a grudge and a propensity for physical violence, which I had almost forgotten.
Is that right?
I'm glad you're back. I was beginning to feel hungry. Any chance of a sandwich?
Get it yourself.
And when they come, I'll get back what they took. Oh, yes.
Crime Watch update, and that's due at 11:45.
Meanwhile, do bear in mind that we've crammed together many of the country's worst crimes, and they took place over several months. Thank heavens, watching TV is the nearest that most of us are going to come to anything approaching them. So,
yeah,
do sleep well.
Believe that.
Good night.
Latest.
Oh, no, what?
Jack's got the portable upstairs. He'll get it. It's probably for him anyway. Can you switch that off?
Sure.
Give us a cuddle. Ian.
Mm.
You don't really feel like that, do you?
Hmm?
What you were saying this afternoon.
I'm going through a bit of a crisis, okay?
I know. I love you.
You see that list of stolen stuff we made out, you know, to the police? It wasn't complete.
What do you mean?
There was something else they took.
Oh, the insurance people aren't coming till tomorrow.
An insurance company can't replace it. Only I can do that.
Just stop thinking about it. It's like he says at the end of that program, there isn't as much crime as you think.
Dad, it's for you. It's the police.
They've got them. I knew they were on that list. Keys the phone, son. Hello?
Mr. Mackay?
Yes?
PC Carby here, sir.
You made an arrest?
I'm sorry to ring so late, but I've had a word with my governor, and he was saying that maybe I should give you a ring.
You made an arrest?
No, not yet. I've given your number to the local victim support group. They'll be in touch.
Victim support?
It doesn't do to let things like this get on top of you.
What?
Maybe you'd feel better for a little chat with one of their counsellors. Of course, it's up to you.
Look, it's Ferric. Look, but I really, I am fine.
The other night, you struck me as becoming a little bit obsessed.
Obsessed? I was just trying to help. Isn't that what the police want? Let's fight crime together. I've just been watching bloody Crime Watch.
I had to think about what I said. Good night, sir.
Good night. Bloody cheek, bloody cheek.
What did he say?
Nothing useful. Well, I'm simply going to have to solve this crime without them. Oh, well. Yes, Carol, I'm fine. And if I can have just 5 minutes with those burglars, everything will be even finer.
Maybe you should get some help.
I don't need it. I'm going to bed.
I did tell you the loss adjuster from the insurance company's coming tomorrow.
You deal with them.
Yes. Hmm. Yes, quite an extensive list, Mrs. Mackay.
Yes.
Yes.
There might be things we've forgotten. You know what it's like.
Mm.
Oh, this is my husband. Huh? Ian, this is Mr. McRae from the insurance company.
How do you do, Mr. Mackay? I was just saying to your wife, the company hires me to assess the loss.
Yeah, good for you, yeah. Well, you two sort it out. I'm busy.
Ian, why don't you leave that till Mr. McRae's gone?
I'm sure Mr. McRae's as busy as I am. Don't waste his time. Deal with it. It'll be our last claim, I promise you. No one will ever do this to us again.
Let's hope not. Two claims and you'd find the company wouldn't renew your policy. Hard, but times we live in, eh? Right, there's a lot taken, but only two pieces of jewellery, I see.
They didn't come upstairs.
As far as we know.
You've put the replacement cost of the sapphire ring at £300?
Well, my mother left it to me, and the diamond stud earrings. They're actually irreplaceable. The value's an estimation.
I see. Can you recall where they were that night?
Well, the ring was in the side of the wash basin in the downstairs bathroom and the earrings were in my handbag. I took them off and put them in there when we came home from the restaurant. I haven't a clue what they cost when you...
Excuse me. Very nice house you've got here, Mr. Mackay.
Burglars seem to think
couldn't
so.
Couldn't you leave that, Ian? My husband's measuring up for metal screens.
Oh, good idea. There's a discount on premiums if you install security grills on the downstairs windows.
We're having them on all the windows.
Oh, even better.
You're Scots, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm going down to the shop, love.
Now, I think you may well be underinsured, Mrs. Mackay. Your claim comes to 35% of the total write-off value of your contents insurance.
You couldn't wait till I get out of the room. Who the hell do you think you are?
Ian.
I'm the man of the house, Mackay. You deal with me. I know you guys. I know your game. Insurance adjusters? Your masters like collecting premiums but hate paying out claims, so they get weaselly little geezers like you to go around screwing down the claims.
If you had any idea the number
of... Oh, yeah, people... oh, yeah. And who pays you? We do, eh? The more you can save the insurance company, the more work they put your way, right? They can afford to use you because we pay such high premiums. So look, get out! We don't want anything.
I beg your pardon?
Yes. You heard me. We want nothing because I'm going to find the sods who robbed us and I'm going to get it all back, right? Now, are you going to walk out or do I have to throw you out?
This is obviously a bad time.
Get out!
We'll be in touch.
Don't bother.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Mr. Mackay, are you feeling all right?
I think perhaps he should go.
He doesn't look at all well.
He's taken all this very badly, and he's getting worse rather than better.
I'm sorry, it takes...
I know, it takes time to get over things like this.
It's important to put it behind you.
Yeah, he can't.
I'll look on your claim as sympathetically as I can.
Ian? Ian? Are you in there, Ian? Are you all right?
Just go away.
Are you ill?
Am I going mad?
Oh, it's all right. It's all right.
Oh, maybe you should go to this victim support thing.
I don't need support.
No?
Now, I don't want somebody to hold my hand. Can you see me sitting there with a bunch of little old ladies who've had their handbags snatched? I'm not an old lady. I haven't been mugged.
Well, maybe it's not like that.
Same again?
Yeah, well, if you twist me out.
When you're ready, Charlie. I've been going over all the people on my suspect list, the antique buyers. They didn't leave a card. A bit suspicious, don't you think?
Oh, for God's sake, forget all this bloody detective crap. I was round your office.
Oh?
Sam said they don't see much of you these days.
Well, I've been working from home. Carol's out all day. Martin, I don't want to leave the house empty. You know, that's when most break-ins take place.
If I'm speaking out of turn, then tell me to shut up.
Same again.
Cheers, John.
Look, Ian, this isn't a good time to let a company drift.
It isn't drifting. I was there on Thursday.
It's me you're talking to.
I just have to get this other business sorted out first. Do you think a private detective...
No, I do not. Do you have any idea how many small companies are going into liquidation?
I know.
What does Carol say?
Women have a different attitude.
How do you mean?
That's 320.
Oh, right. Thank you. What was I saying?
You were talking about Carol.
Oh, jeez. I don't know. She's got the insurance money through. She thinks that's an end of it. Says we should replace what we lost and forget the whole thing.
That might not be a bad idea.
Well, let them off the hook. So they can do it to us again.
You seem to be the one on the hook, Ian.
I put broken glass on all the boundary walls, security lights round the house. If there's any movement in the garden, they come on.
How much is all this costing?
What price? Peace of mind.
Look, please, for everybody's sake, try to cool it, eh? Put it behind you.
Soon.
What you need's a holiday.
Well, funny you should say that. I had a letter from Seattle. They want me to go over.
Is it worth the investment in time and money?
Tom, my pal over there, thinks the deal is on, just waiting to be rubber-stamped by his board. If I put in an appearance, that'll clinch it.
America, eh? Just the thing.
Martin, I'm fine. I'm sleeping a lot better, too.
They won't come back, old mate. Not now you've locked the place up tighter than a duck's arse. I'd just be worried if there was a fire.
There won't be.
Carol? Could you hear something? Oh, God. They've come back.
If you had come down, you never know what might have happened.
There was this guy in their bedroom with a hammer in his hand. If you hear burglars, put the covers over your head and pretend to be asleep.
Not this time.
Yeah?
It's all right. It's all right, love. You sleep on. It's nothing.
Yeah. See what's in that box. It's just crap, Tom. I say, we go upstairs and have a bit of fun.
Gary, we're thieves. We don't do nothing personal. It's the rules of the game.
He's just got personal, punk.
Oh, Jesus. Run for it, Tom.
You stay where you are. Oh.
So this is what you two look like. Oh, boy, have I been looking forward to this.
Oh, Christ, he's got a gun.
Drop the knife and the hammer. Don't even think about it. It's loaded. I said drop them.
Look, man. Don't do nothing stupid.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Just stay cool. We'll go out the way we come in. Nobody need get hurt.
I knew you'd come back. I knew you'd never leave me alone. Get on the floor. Oh,
please, mister.
Get on the floor, face down, spread your legs. This is a pretty sharp knife you've got here. You should be careful. You might cut yourself.
Careful, man.
Get on the floor now.
What are you going to do? Call the police?
Oh, no. This is between you Marxist-Leninists and me. It's a class struggle thing.
What are you going to do, man?
I don't know exactly. But it's got to be very painful. Slow and sore. I feel how sharp this is.
Oh, please, no. No.
Ian! Sorry, darling. I have to kill them. It's the only way we'll ever feel safe again.
Safe.
Ian. Wake up, Ian.
What is it?
You were having a nightmare.
Oh, God. What time is it?
3:30.
Was I talking in my sleep again?
Mushering, yes.
I'm sorry, darling. I'm sorry. Go back to sleep. We'll get an early start in the morning.
Get back, sir.
Give me a call from Seattle tonight.
Sure. You'll ring the office about those papers.
They'll be faxed to your hotel.
It's lucky I'm the boss, or I'd never hold this job down. There's something else. What was it?
Look, you don't need to dash back from the States on Friday night. Why not relax and have the weekend there? Let Tom take you on that river rafting thing he's always talking about.
River rafting is the last thing I need. Now, have I got it?
Oh, get that contract.
I'll do my best. You remember to...
Lock up, I know. Look, I'm fine. All the window security alarms you've installed, the SAS couldn't get in.
Be careful.
You too. Ian.
Yes?
Try to get a bit of distance from all this.
I can't go. Something's going to happen while I'm away.
Ian, please. I've got Jack. He's a big boy now. Walk into the terminal and go.
I can't.
Yes, you can. I'm going. All right, driver. Bye, darling.
Are you all right, sir?
Why shouldn't I be?
Yes, sir?
Another of these, please.
Right away.
And no ice.
I remember Mr. McKay.
Good. One other thing.
Yes?
What time is it?
Oh, it's 10:05 a.m. Seattle time. We'll be landing in about 1 hour.
Great.
This has to be the last.
That's cool.
Is someone meeting you?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And by the way, your service is terrific. I feel no pain.
I'm glad.
No pain. Life isn't so bad, really. 50,000 feet in the air with a belly full of scotch.
Everything's fine, Ian. Jack's here, and I'm going to bed straight after talking to you.
It's 2 p.m. here, darling. Tom sends his love.
Oh, is he still there?
No, I'm alone with the television. He's leaving me to recover.
Recover?
Jet and booze lag.
Ian.
Flying so bloody boring.
Oh, when's the meeting?
I'm down for breakfast with them at the hospital at 7:30 tomorrow.
I love you.
Sorry about the airport. Just got a bit jumpy. I hate flying.
I know.
I'm going to stay for the weekend. Tom and Kathleen are taking me over the Cascades to the desert. Wish you were here.
Yes, well. Night, then.
I'll be different when I come back.
Give my love to Tom and Kathleen. Bye.
I love you. What am I doing here? She's on her own. Couldn't hear Jack's music. What the bloody hell am I doing here?
He does it. The lights just went out.
Rotten wood. How would that keep us out? What if he's back?
She's on her own.
She'll be glad of our company then.
It's a dream. I know it's a dream.
Is it?
It's a dream. I know it's a dream.
Look, mate.
We've broken in. We're right inside your head. And you'll never get us out.
Yes?
Ian? It's Tom here.
Why?
I'm on my way over. Did you get some shut-eye?
Well, slept great, yes. Meet you down in the lobby in 10 minutes, Tom?
I'll catch you there.
The name of the game is value for money, Ian.
Right.
We're currently spending more in the United States on health care than the federal government is raising in taxation. I mean, if we had a health service like yours, we couldn't afford to have an Air Force or an Army.
Maybe no bad thing.
Or an education service.
There's a lot to be said for ignorance.
Okay, down to cases. Now, the board is keen to have your system, but the price has to be right, which I think it is. I had a look at the costing you gave me last night.
Good. Nice hospital.
Oh, yeah. Now, Crocker is the man with the juice. The others will sound off, but it's Crocker you have to sell it to. Now, don't bullshit him. He's old, but he's smart.
I appreciate your help, Tom.
What are friends for? Great meeting. You handled them just perfect.
Hi, guys. What'll it be?
2 pints of Red Hook.
Sorry, guys. Red Hook's just run out. Black Hook?
No, it's not the same. Ian, you tried Black Hook?
I don't care if it's a Captain Hook, as long as it's wet and cold.
Okay, 2 Black Hook it is, then, huh?
Sure.
So, you think I did all right?
Well, you heard Crocker, Ian. But can you deliver at that price?
Sure. I appreciate this, Tom, and I won't let you down.
Ah, knock it off. If you weren't good at your job, I couldn't have done a thing. You want to ring Carol from my office and tell her the news?
Things haven't been too good lately.
What, between you and Carol?
Yeah, we had a break-in at the house.
No. Well, while you were there?
Yeah. Yeah, slept through the whole thing.
2 Black Hook.
Oh, thanks.
Hope you enjoy them.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, this is good. Sort of Guinness-y.
A break-in. Gee, that's just awful.
Yeah, it's had a funny effect on me, I can tell you. Surprising, really.
Yeah. When did this happen?
A few weeks ago.
Did you lose much?
Well, I think, Tom, you know, maybe if I'm not careful, it could be I lost everything.
We don't have much housebreaking here in the States. Guy knows if he comes into somebody's house in the middle of the night, he could get shot. We have every right to blow the son of a bitch into next week.
Not the British way. Now, you know, before I came away, there was a case in the local paper. This 76-year-old Jamaican man disturbed a couple of burglars, you know, kids, and he hit one of them with a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were robbing his house, and you know what? The police arrested the old fella, charged him with assault.
You're putting me on.
No, I'm not.
Well, so how are you supposed to defend yourself?
We aren't. We leave that to the police.
Oh, the good old English Barbie, huh, with his nightstick.
He's truncheon. So, you reckon we have a deal?
A draft contract will be faxed to you early next week.
Great.
Gee, it must have been awful. People coming into your home like that?
I feel better today than I have since it happened.
Hey, I'm glad you're staying on for the weekend. Huh? Kathleen's longing to see you. We're going to this old western town tomorrow. It's been left as it was in the old days. 1890s, genuine cowboy town. You'll get a kick out of it.
You mean like horses and all that?
You betcha, Ian. Tomorrow will be Butch Cassidy and the Scottish Kid.
Well, what about this, Ian?
Something kind of special, huh?
Oh, it's just like in the old westerns. The boardwalk, the hitching rail. Oh, look, the farmer's bank. Oh, how many times have I seen the bad guys riding away from there?
Yeah, with the sheriff and the bank clerk blasting off their six shooters after them.
And this is the real thing?
Well, it sure is. Preserved since the 1890s.
Lily's Saloon. Here we are. Anybody thirsty?
Well, let's mosey on over and get ourselves a shot of red eye.
Ian, what accent is that? It sounds like Norwegian.
I've never seen inside of a bar
room. Kathleen, iced tea, honey?
Sounds good.
You bet. Ian?
Iced tea? Get away, you guys. I never heard John Wayne ask for iced tea in his life.
I need the restroom. Don't get into trouble, boys.
Okay, and what'll it be?
A beer? Something cold?
Howdy, folks. What's your pleasure?
Hi there. We'll have 2 iced teas, and what beers do you have?
Coors, Miller's, Black...
Oh, whatever, Miller's. Thank you.
You bet.
I gotta get some presents for Carl and Jack. Now, this looks like a good place.
Sure. You know, you're looking better.
I'm feeling better. Things were getting a little on top of me back home.
Well, you know that old one about travel broadening the mind? Well, I think it gives you a bit of space if you can get away and look at your problems from a distance.
You bet. Oh, God. You've got me at it now. Everyone around here is overseeing, you bet.
No. Is that right?
Yep.
Right, folks. That's the Millers and Two Eyes Tea.
Thank you. I'll get this.
Now, is there anything else I can be getting you folks?
No, it's just fine.
You bet.
You see?
Well, I'll be darned, you're right. Your health.
Cheers. Oh, when I get back, I'm going to be a whole new man.
Don't overdo it. We like the old Ian. Oh, hi. Iced tea.
They've even preserved the restroom since 1890. Tom, we must take Ian up to Sun Mountain Lodge.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's where the horses are.
The view is breathtaking.
Now, Ian wants to do a bit of shopping first before we drive on up.
Oh, they have some really cheesy T-shirts in the general store. Take a look.
Hey, why not get Carol one of those cutesy pie little cowgirl outfits like the waitress has on?
Can you read my mind, Tom?
Well, I saw you look it over.
You bet.
All right, boys. Just behave yourselves.
This here is a 33.
Can I see that one?
Sure. Handle it. See how it feels.
Mm-hmm. And this is a real gun?
You betcha. Hold it tight. It has a good grip.
Yeah.
Maybe something more substantial? This in here is a Colt 45.
Yeah? Can you bring that one out?
Sure. Here.
Oh, heavy.
Let me show you. Comes with a spare clip and 50 rounds.
That should be enough.
Nicely balanced, see?
It's maybe a bit on the big side.
In which case, I suggest this little beauty.
Looks like a toy.
Ain't no toy. 22 caliber Smith & Wesson. This here's what some people call a Saturday night special.
Saturday night, eh? That's very... What is it?
It's very simple to operate. We sell a lot of these to people for protection. It fits into the inside pocket or into a lady's handbag. And it's not too heavy either. Snug, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You take credit cards? Sorry.
You're tired and jet-lagged.
Yes. It's not you, darling.
Don't worry about it. That's the worst thing you can do, apparently.
What?
Worry about these things.
What do you mean?
It's what people say.
What people?
I don't know, people. They always say if you worry
about... Well, your snooty sister. Is that what she says? Well, she's the medical expert, never away from Harley Street now. There's a couple who should have had a break-in. Oh, but no, it was us. Have you been discussing me with her? Telling her I'm going crazy?
No, of course I haven't.
All right, so I don't fancy sex for a while. Doesn't mean that I'm impotent.
Ian, you're hurting me.
Who have you been talking to about me, eh?
Ian.
Who? Come on.
Ian, my arm.
I know all about girl talk. You have a good laugh about my shortcomings? No comings at all. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I thought the trip might have made a difference.
Get some sleep.
Maybe we should sell this house.
It isn't the house, it's you.
When I was away, God, I hate this feeling.
I want to help you, but I don't know what to do, Ian. You should see someone.
I was fine in America. It's now I'm back. I keep thinking of those bastards still walking about free, and it makes me want to... Listen, everything's going to be fine soon. I'm going to see to it.
Where are you going?
Just get a glass of water.
Well, don't be long. Ian!
Oh, God. In here!
What are you doing down here? I'll put the light on.
No, leave it off.
appear in the dark?
I'm just watching the street. There were a couple of guys hanging around number 23.
Phone the police.
They were waiting for someone.
When's this going to end, Ian?
What? I'm just looking out of the window.
It's the middle of the night.
I'll go back to bed then. I can't sleep. I have things I want to get straight in my mind for tomorrow.
Oh, stop talking to me like I'm an idiot, Ian. They aren't coming back.
Leave me alone. Just leave me alone and go back to sleep.
How do you expect me to sleep with you creeping around the house in the dark? Even if we can't have sex, can't we have the comfort of lying beside each other?
When I'm lying in bed, my mind is down here. They'll be back. And next time, I'll be waiting for
you. You fit in every conceivable lock, alarm, and
security. No, still get in, but now I've got this.
Ian, where did you get that?
Doesn't matter. It's loaded, and it's ready.
I don't think I can handle much more.
You don't need to. I'm handling it.
I'm going back upstairs.
Good. Don't wake Jack.
Jack's not here. Don't you remember he went to France last week? No, I don't suppose you do. Good night.
Carol?
Yes?
I just need a bit more time.
I don't know if I can give it to you.
Okay. Right. I see.
I need to get away. Have a break.
Yeah, sure.
If I don't, I'll go crazy too.
Whatever you say, Cal.
Jack's not back till the end of August. I thought I'd go and stay with Penny.
Sure. You can run. You can hide. But comes a time you have to stand and fight. When are you going?
This morning.
Well, I'm going to have a bit of sleep.
Mr. Corder's here from the security office, Mr. Mackay. He says he has an appointment, but there's nothing in the diary.
Come in, Morris. It's all right, Fiona. What would you like, tea or coffee, Morris?
Neither, thanks.
But you hold all my calls, will you, Fiona?
Yes, Mr. Mackay.
Thank you. Sit yourself down, Morris. Good to see you. Just wanted a wee chat. Cigarette?
Oh, no, thanks.
Wise man. I'm going back on them just a few a day. Yeah, maybe you'd prefer a beer, or a...
Maybe you could get to the point, Mr. Mackay. Got to go back on shift at 4:30.
Well, it's a security thing. It's not to do with the office, though. You used to be in the police force, I understand.
Oh, well, I wasn't born a gate man.
A detective sergeant in Leytonstone.
Yeah, long time ago. Don't want to talk about it, Mr. Mackay.
Call me Ian. I've got a real job for you.
I've already got one.
This is a bit of moonlighting. It's well paid, too, in cash.
What kind of job do you have in mind, Mr. Mackay?
You sure you don't want a drink?
What do you want me to do, spy on your wife? I hear she's not around these days. I know a few...
No, wait, that's not it. I know what happened. Why you left the force.
Oh?
You see, I need complete discretion. I need someone who knows what it's like to lose something important to them. I know it was an accident. You were cleared.
Still did for my career.
You are the right man, Maurice.
To do what?
You killed a man, didn't you? What does it feel like when you pulled the trigger? I want to know.
You're still pulling too hard. You're jerking it. Squeeze the trigger. Don't pull it.
At close range, it should be easier.
Don't count on it. You know, if they catch you with this, you'll be for the high jump.
As soon as I've settled the score, I'll get rid of it. Gotcha, you bastards!
You're mad, you know that?
Oh, yes. I'm mad, all right. Morning, officer. Can I help you?
Mr. Mackay?
That's right. Is there a problem?
I believe you had a break-in earlier in the year, sir.
That's right, yes.
We've a quantity of recovered property down at the station.
You made an arrest?
That's correct, and we want to assist...
Can I see them?
That's why I'm here, sir. We're having an open day next week when you can come down and see if any of it's yours.
Who are they?
I'm sorry, sir?
The people you've arrested. I want to see them. Have a look at them.
We don't have them in custody. They're out on bail.
You see, I need to know why they did it.
I doubt if they'd even remember doing your house, Mr. Mackay. They've done at least 58 in the last 3 months.
58?
They've been busy little bees. You'll make it on the 17th?
Try to keep me away.
A real Aladdin's cave, sir. It's been like this all morning.
Oh, were they caught?
An old lady reported a van parked across her drive. Couldn't get her car out. Tax had lapsed, so our guys checked up. The van was stolen. We waited till they turned up and got them both. Bit of luck, really. Any of it yours?
Yes, yeah. It's my laptop. Yeah. I am. Scratched on the bottom.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, that silver tea service.
Yeah, teapot and tray, etc. Anything else? You all right, Mr. Mackay?
Fine. It just brings the shock back, seeing it all here. These are my wife's earrings. They were her mother's. It's more than losing these few bits and pieces, you know. It's a lot more.
Well, now might be a good moment to start forgetting it ever happened.
And forgiving, you mean?
They're in Westbrook Magistrates Court on Wednesday. Miller and Craig.
And how do you plead, Mr. Craig?
Not guilty, Your Honour.
I can't hear you, Mr. Craig. Speak up.
Not guilty.
My client wishes his case to be heard at the county court, sir. The papers have been filed.
I see.
Better chance of getting off with a soppy jury.
They're not getting off, Maurice.
Now, this would be case 37 on my list.
Yes, Chairman.
I should also ask that bail be extended, sir.
Very well. Do the police have any objection?
No, sir.
Do you understand the conditions of your bail, Mr. Craig? Well, do you?
Yes, sir.
You'll be informed of the time and date of your appearance at the other court.
Yes, sir.
Show's over, Mr. Mackay.
Follow Craig. Find out where he lives.
I got their addresses already.
Good. My house at 8 tonight, then.
This place looks like a bomb's hit it. Did your wife take the Uber with her when she went?
None of your business.
Well, you've seen them. A couple of pimply layabouts. That Miller was practically in tears in court. Bit different from what you expected.
Here.
What's this?
I'm paying you off. You've done your bit. Just never say you helped me.
What you gonna do?
I want you, Mr. Craig!
Who is it? What do you want?
I am the Angel of Revenge.
Are you mad?
Well, I'm not very pleased.
Oh, God.
I've already killed your pal, Miller. Two shots between the eyes. Now it's your turn. Get on your knees. It was a crime of passion, Your Honor, which is, as you must agree, no crime at all.
Yes!
They broke into my house. They took my computer, my video. They took my self-esteem. My wife and my son, they're gone. All of it was those burglars' fault. They deserved to die. Yes!
People think you are a hero, Mr. Mackay.
I can't help what people think.
Do you feel like a hero?
I killed two unarmed, frightened 16-year-olds. What do you think?
I really don't know, Mr. Mackay.
I feel... You want to know how I feel? I feel... sick.
Oh, bloody dreams. Maybe it's coming out of my dreams. Maybe at last I'm getting it out. The violence and the hate.
You're not letting it go, Ian.
I'm trying. It's not easy.
Tell me about the other dream.
Not good, Barbara. In colour, very vivid, very realistic. Do all your clients fantasize about revenge?
What do you think?
I never knew I had such a capacity for cruelty.
Had or have?
They've unleashed some kind of monster. She must have been inside me all along.
Do you daydream about killing them?
Not anymore. Not since I came to see you. But I did for months after it happened. I used to plan how I would kidnap them and kill them and make it look like suicide.
I'm glad you came. It's your life you were ruining, not theirs.
I still want them to suffer.
I don't think you do.
I want to protect what is mine.
And you made a prison for yourself. You aren't the first, Ian. Some people I see can't go outdoors. Is it possible that it wasn't them you blamed, but yourself? That you wanted to punish yourself for letting this happen to you?
I don't know.
You do know. You are the only one who does, Ian. Time's nearly up. Same time next week?
Did I tell you I'm getting back what they took? The police say that they don't need my stuff as evidence.
Do you want it back?
It was never about the things.
What was it about, then?
I don't know.
I think you do.
They took more than my things.
Go on.
What do you want me to say?
What else did they take, Ian? Your self-esteem? Your confidence in yourself? Was it your balls, Ian? Is that what they stole?
They weren't on my list.
Miller and Craig. Who do they represent?
I don't know.
Who are they to you, Ian?
See, when I was a kid, I used to get picked on a lot. I was small for my age, I guess.
It happens.
And there was this one kid. Gower, Jimmy Gower, that was his name. He used to push me around. I mean, he was only 6 or 7 my age, but he terrified me. He was thick-set. He was a bull-neck. One day, I don't know what happened, but I was in a corner of the playground, and he was prodding me, his finger poking me in the arm. And I hit him. I just hit him. God, I hit him hard. I punched him right in the face. And he looked so surprised, he kept his hands by his side, and he stepped back. I kept hitting him. I couldn't stop. It felt so good. There was blood in my knuckles from his nose, but I didn't care. I really enjoyed hitting him. I didn't want to stop. In fact, Miss had to drag me off him. Mind you, I never had any more trouble after that.
Next week, I want you to meet some people.
Fellow victims. Not the famous little old ladies who've had their handbags nicked in Woolies.
Sort of victims. And this is Ian.
Right.
Perry Craig and Jason Miller.
I know. I saw them in court. Barbara, I don't think that this is a good idea.
I wanted you to meet each other. You know why, Perry?
Yeah, I can guess.
Someone broke into Ian's house and he's been coming to see me for a few weeks now. He's having difficulty recovering from the trauma of the break-in.
Sorry.
Do you want to ask them anything, Ian?
Why my house?
I don't even know if we've done your ass, mate.
Manor Road, East Harrow. The police found my stuff in your possession. You came in the back study window, forced it with a screwdriver.
We've done them all that way.
Why me?
Why not? One house or another makes no difference. You know, in the dark, they all look the same.
Friday night, 23rd May.
I don't know. I don't keep a diary. Look, we've done a lot of houses Friday nights. We get tanked up, walk around until we saw a likely one, and then go for it. In and out in 3 minutes, just grabbing anything we could lay our hands on.
And why was mine a likely house?
Oh, must have looked all right. I don't remember, honest. It was over fast, in and out before our bottle went.
Why didn't you get rid of the stuff you stole?
Well, the stuff didn't matter. We did it for the kicks. It wasn't personal.
It feels very personal. I wanted to kill you, you know. And if you ever... Ever, you hear, ever.
I think that's good. Enough for today. Off you go, you two.
Yeah. We want nothing personal.
Well?
They're old Jack's age.
They come even younger. Do you still want to kill them?
I don't know what I feel.
Let it go.
Let it go, it's easy for you to say.
Get on with your life. That's all there is. I wanted you to see what you're really dealing with. No shadows, not evil, just stupid kids.
Yes.
We'll meet for one last session next week.
You know, back in caveman times, if those two little bastards had sneaked in after midnight and took my stone hammer or my cooking pot or my paintbrushes or something, right, I'd have gone after them, and when I found them, knocked 6 bales out of them with the jawbone of an ass or something. But here in bloody East Harrow, we have to smile and shrug and make the best of it, right?
That's right, Ian. We all have to pick up the pieces and get on with living. Yeah. I had to.
God, there's got to be a clean shirt in here somewhere. I don't believe it. Somebody downstairs. And don't creep down. Make a noise. Give them a chance to run away.
Who's there? What do you want?
Hi, Dad.
Chad,
Bloody hell. Jack, you nearly gave me a heart.
God, Dad. Is that gun real?
I could have shot you.
Have you got a license for that?
You bloody little fool.
I'm sorry, Dad. I saw the curtains were drawn. I didn't want to disturb you. How have you been?
How did you get in?
I've still got my key. Well, let's see it.
Oh, no. No, I'm going to get rid of it. Shit. Come here.
Oh. Dad, I'm sorry I frightened you.
Have you seen Mum? I don't know. I don't know where she is.
Oh?
Stay for breakfast. I haven't got much, but...
Maybe another time. Somebody's waiting for me. How have you been?
You know...
I went urailing with Len and Alex.
You look all right.
Yeah. Did you get the results?
Results? What results?
The A-levels. They were posted here the day before yesterday.
I don't know. Go and see. I haven't looked at the mail.
Yeah, okay. Blimey, Dad! When was the last time you opened a letter?
Weeks, I guess. I couldn't imagine any good news.
By the way, it stinks in here. You open the window occasionally. Are you growing a beard? It suits you.
Yeah. Is it there?
Mostly bills. Oh, this looks like it.
Well, go on. Do you want me to open it?
No, no. Just give me a minute.
Let me do it, Jack.
Carol.
Mum, I thought you said you were going to wait in the car.
I couldn't bear the suspense. Hello, Ian.
Hello, Carol.
Security's getting a little lax around here. I just walked in.
Well, this morning, even I opened the doors in the morning.
Oh, God.
Let me see.
Is it all right?
I got a B for maths. Wow!
Oh, that's good. Oh, very good. Three Bs. Jack, you've done really well.
Oh, stay for breakfast. This deserves a celebration. The first good news in 3 months.
No, it's all right.
Come on, have a mug of tea at least. I'll put the kettle on.
I can't believe it. I've bloody done it. Look, Dad, is it okay if I phone Len?
Sure you can. Help yourself.
You look terrible.
Thanks.
Growing a beard.
It's amazing how things get decided for you if you do nothing. I just stopped shaving and suddenly I'm growing a beard.
How are you?
Better. I've missed you.
Martin said you're seeing someone.
Yes. Yes, I am.
I'm glad. Who is he?
Victim Support. A very ballsy lady called Barbara. Given me a lot to think about, getting it into perspective. I still have a lot to do, you know, sorting out the fantasy from the reality, the real threat from the perceived.
Would you use any help?
With what?
The breakfast.
No, you sit tight. I want to do this.
Ian, I know you can cook. Tell me about this victim support thing.
It takes time. I went a bit crazy. I realise that now.
Do you?
You took the brunt of it, I'm sorry. But I'm getting better. Beginning to take off a few security locks, and I've changed my mind about the camera on the drive. Little steps, but I'm getting there.
Good.
You know, the loss of a sense of safety in your own home is like a death in the family. I felt invaded, made to feel less than a man. It's as though I didn't protect you properly. Barbara says it's got to be gone through a period of bereavement before you can pick your life up again. I didn't mourn properly or something, so it came out in other ways.
I see.
Anyway, how are you? Oh, God. We're sounding like strangers.
Well, I haven't come back for good. I can't. Not yet. That beard looks ridiculous.
Yeah, I'll shave it off. This bread has been here a while, but it should be okay if it's toasted.
Len and the guys are going to go down to the pub. Is it okay if I meet up with them?
Sure.
He was asking me. Go on.
Cheers, Dad. Look, see you later, Mum.
Bye. What's she smiling about?
Just glad to see you.
How good.
I've missed you like hell. God, I can't stop talking in bloody clichés.
Ian.
What?
Why did you never ask me how the break-in affected me?
Didn't I? Well, I knew how you felt, Carol. It's a bit broad.
No, you didn't. Maybe you thought you did, but you didn't.
I tried to.
Do you think I wasn't upset by the break-in, too?
You're a middle-class Englishwoman, Carol. You take these things in your stride. Wartime spirit, stiff upper lip, all drummed into you at boarding school. Let's face it, you can handle tons of stuff I can't. You can wear patched clothes, you can not go into a depression if it rains in a picnic, or even cope with central heating boiler breakdowns. You're middle class.
And you're an inverted snob! I was just as fazed as you by the burglary. I couldn't sleep either. You weren't the only one listening out for every creak, every car door slam in the street. I was even frightened to go downstairs in the morning in case there was someone...
What did you
ever say? You never asked. You were too concerned with your own paranoia.
You seem to be coping okay.
One of us had to. Martin says you've lost the business.
Yeah. I'll let them buy me out. Selfish bastard, eh? Carol, I'm sorry.
Oh, don't. God, how I hate feeling like a victim. I don't want to be one of those feeble women who can't travel on the tube after dark or walk up their own street at night without jumping at every shadow.
I never knew. Why didn't you tell me?
Why didn't you bloody ask? Maybe we could have supported each other.
Carol, give me another chance.
I can live without you, Ian. I know that now. You haven't been here for me for months. If I come back, it will be because I choose to.
I know. I'll change.
I'll be more demanding. No more Mrs. Nice Guy.
Okay. I know what you mean. Agreed. Just come back. Let's put it all behind us.
Ian, not in the kitchen. What are you doing?
Oh, I love you. I want you.
Wait. Aren't you going to lock the door?
No. No, it'll be all right.
We're going home.
In Getting Mad by Joe Dunlop, Bill Patterson played Ian, Francis Jeter, Carol, Peter Kenny, Jack, Gareth Armstrong, Martin, Tom Bevan, Tone, Paul Panting, Gary, Isabel Nisbet, Ian's mother and Kathleen, Peter Whitman, Tom, Jonathan Taffler, scene of the crime officer, Malcolm Ward, PC Carby, Una Beeson, Barbara, Joe Dunlop, McRae and Corda, David Jarvis, the gun salesman. The play was directed by Matthew Walters. We're going home.